Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. A small group of shepherds huddle around a crackling fire, chilled by the wind. Abel, the eldest, sips on ale from a clay mug. Joel, the young one, shivers in a patched tunic. Ezra and Seth share a stale crust of bread.
This is cold. A winter to freeze the beard on a badger's butt, this is.
I could suckle on ice and get more warmth. My fingers feel like icicles.
Never knew a shepherd to complain about a bit of brisk air. Keeps the sheep sharp, keeps the wolves at bay.
And keeps the ale from going flat, eh, Seth? Pass me that bottle, you old goat.
Seth throws the bottle to Ezra, who takes a hefty swig. The men fall silent, gazing at the starry sky.
Did you see it, Abel? That flash of light just now? Like a falling star, but brighter.
Saw naught but owls flitting in the dark. A trick of the moon, likely.
What do you think that was? What do you think you saw?
I don't know, moving that fast, maybe an angel, maybe a group of angels.
He wouldn't see an angel if it clouded him with a halo, this one.
Angels? Bah! Leave that talk to the church folk in their fancy robes. We shepherds have sheep to worry about, not celestial whispers.
Suddenly, a blinding light fills the sky, and a chorale of angelic voices bursts forth. The shepherds cower beneath a nearby tree, eyes squeezed shut.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.
The light and music fade, leaving the shepherds wide-eyed and speechless.
Did you hear that? An angel, not just one. Angels, a whole collection of them. Joel was right.
Angels? Good tidings, Savior, in David's city.
It certainly wasn't the wind, that's for sure. But a Savior born in Bethlehem? What sense does that make?
Sense? Who cares about sense when angels are dancing in the sky? Come on, lads, we've got a newborn king to visit.
King or not, it's a long way to Bethlehem in this biting wind. And what do we offer a king? Sheep dung and a woolly hat?
Seth's right. We're shepherds, not courtiers. What good are we to a newborn king?
Maybe not much, Abel. But who are we to turn down an angel's invitation? Maybe we can sing him a song, tell him a story. Even kings need a bit of cheer, don't they?
Ezra's words hang in the air. The other shepherds look at each other, uncertainty battling with excitement.
I suppose we could give it a go. It's not every day an angel asks you to visit a king.
Very well, we'll go. But Seth, if we freeze our bums off for naught, I'm blaming you for this fool's errand, and you have to sit out here in the cold by yourself.
Suit yourselves, you grumpy old buzzards. But don't say I didn't warn you about the king's taste for roasted shepherd.
We will have to get someone to watch the sheep for us.
Seth's sons should be up by now. We can leave the sheep with them.
With a mix of trepidation and anticipation, the four shepherds gather their belongings and head towards Bethlehem, guided by the faint glow of the rising sun. The night wind still bites, but a spark of hope flickers in their eyes. They walk for hours, pausing every now and then to rest and to leave the sheep under the care of Seth's three sons. They continue on, and as they crest a hill, a sight unfolds before them. The village of Bethlehem nestled in the valley, smoke curling from homes, waking up from the night. A thrill runs through the shepherds. Could this truly be the King's City?
There, you can see it down there below us. Bethlehem.
I see something in the stable there. People milling around.
A sense of anticipation hangs in the air. The shepherds exchange nervous glances, their hearts pounding like drums. Could this be the moment they had journeyed for, the encounter with the newborn king? With shaky legs and determined faces, the shepherds walk onward, the dusty road giving way to cobbled streets. Within a few minutes, they make it to the stable. Hay litters the floor, warmed by the breath of a pair of oxen huddled in the corner. Mary, young and radiant, cradles a tiny babe wrapped in swaddling cloths. Joseph, weathered but gentle, leans against the wall, a protective hand on Mary's shoulder. The shepherds stumble into the stable, momentarily blinded by the sudden dimness. Their voices, loud and boisterous on the road, shrink to respectful whispers.
Greetings, good folk. We do apologize for disturbing you this fine morning. We heard tales of a newborn king.
His voice trails off, unsure how to proceed. He glances at his companions, equally stunned by the sight before them.
King, this looks more like a manger.
The angels did give us a sign. They told us how we could identify the king. He would be the child in the feeding trough. Remarkable.
Mary smiles softly, her eyes filled with a celestial light.
You're welcome, travelers. Come closer if you like.
Emboldened by her kindness, the shepherds shuffle forward. Their rough cloaks brush against the hay, their faces etched with awe and curiosity.
We heard angels sing, ma'am, about a savior born in Bethlehem. Are you that savior's mother?
Mary nods, her gaze never leaving the sleeping babe. A hush falls over the stable, broken only by the soft gurgling of the child.
We didn't bring much. Just a few lambs from our flock. And some cheese. A bit stale, I'm afraid.
He offers a crumpled parcel, his cheeks burning with shame. Mary reaches out and gently touches his hand.
Your presence is gift enough. Thank you for seeking us out.
She looks at each shepherd in turn, her eyes radiating warmth and understanding. They see not their own humble status reflected back, but a queen's grace and a mother's love. Joseph steps forward. He embraces the shepherds, nodding in appreciation. He offers the men a loaf of bread and a jug of water, a meager but heartfelt gesture. The shepherds share the food, their faces radiant with gratitude. What manner of child is this? Tears well up in their eyes, not tears of sadness but of overflowing wonder. They know, in their hearts, that they have witnessed something extraordinary, something that will forever change them.
We'll spread the word, sir, of the angel's song and the king in the manger. Everyone will know of this night.
With a final bow, the shepherds turn to leave. But as they reach the stable door, Mary calls out.
Wait, friends, take this.
She reaches into a basket and pulls out a small woolen blanket, worn but clean.
A gift for your youngest lamb. May it keep him warm on winter nights.
The shepherds accept the blanket, their hands trembling. It feels like a blessing, a tangible reminder of the night they found the king, not in a palace, but in a simple stable filled with love and light. As they step out into the sunlight, their hearts are full. The road back to their flock stretches before them, but it feels different now. They carry within them the story of a king born under a star, a story that will warm their souls and guide their steps until the end of their days. Join us next time as we continue Christmas Perspectives.